या अली मदद। अलवाइज राय अबू अली मिशनरी वाइज नंबर 496।
या अली मदद। اللهم صل على محمد المصطفى وعلى محمد المصطفى الى قيامه مؤمنوں میں بات شروع کروں ہماری جماعت کے اندر ایک بھول شروع ہوتی ہے تو پھر وہ درست ہوتی ہی نہیں مثال کے طور پہ دعا میں تسبیحوں میں ہم لوگ بہت تھوڑے ہیں کہ جو ٹھیک پڑھتے ہیں الحمدللہ کو الحمدللہ کہتے ہیں الحمدللہ رونگ ہے کوئی مسلمان سنے گا تو ہماری مسخری کرے گا الحمدللہ اس میں آ نہیں آتا شکرم للہ والحمد للہ شکرم للہ والحمد للہ والحمد للہ دعا کے اندر بھی بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ الحمد نہیں شباد سنو میرے بھائی میں آوی سگڑ پنتھ ماں بھائی میں آوی سگڑ پنتھ ماں بھنے لاسٹ تھرسڈے ہیڈ اسپوکن اباؤٹ بول بیت الخیال وچ از دی موسٹ امپورٹنٹ ڈیوٹی اینڈ سیکٹر آف اور فیتھ ٹو نائٹ I will speak about some other ceremonies that Maulana Hazrat Imam will graciously, kindly accept. The part of Ginan that I have spoken, recited, Pishamat reminds us that you are very lucky that you came into this Sat Panth, which is Sugar Panth. Sugar means purest, which has no impurity and no abomination. The last part says that I have come into this faith with my promise and agreement, with my conviction and my readiness to accept this faith. Anyone who wants to come into our fold, he has to make a bayat, which is in our language, Jinanic language, is known as Kangvo. Kangvo means bayat. Bayat means allegiance. We give promise and our allegiance to Hazrat Imam, that, O Mawla, I accept you as my Imam, and I will act whatever you say. You are my guide and supreme master. And then there is a promise that I will be obedient to you, O Mawla, and my tongue, that means physical side of my life, my mental side of life, man, and my dhan, anything that I possess in this world, movable or immovable property, I will make that no disobedience occurs because of these three things, tan, man, dhan, which we have already offered and submitted to Hazari. This is known as bayat. This is kamo. Where Hazari Imam is not in the kamo, and a child is born, so the representative of the Imam is Mukhi in the Jamaat. Whoever sits in this gadi, he is accepting bayat on behalf of Hazari. Without bayat, no one is an Ismaili. So therefore, we have been told by our peers, it is our tradition, which is coming from Rasulullah, that any child who come to this world, he must be submitted to the mukhi or the imam or peer of that time for making a bayat, and this allegiance is very necessary. Without this, that person is not a murid of Hazrat Imam. Therefore, I draw your attention that after the birth, within 13 days of the birth of the child must be brought to Mukhi for making a bayah. It is very necessary, within 13 days, but definitely after 6 days. Normally we say chati mandan dinota. Chati means registration, so that a child has been born to the parents so and so, and on such and such day, this register is maintained in the Jamaat, in the council. So this is the bayat. And then, on behalf of Hazrat Imam, Mukhi gives his hand for kissing, places his hand on the child and gives chanto. So we have kangvo, kankan, chanto. Kangvo is bayat, that we give promise to Hazrat Imam, and kankan is Hazrat Imam gives promise to us, that I will intercede you, I will help you, I will protect you, and I will guide you, I am your Imam, not only in this world, but hereafter too. So he has given a promise to us. He has also taken a kind of responsibility to look after our religious side, our ruhani side. This is intercession. Just as we give promise to Hazrat Imam to be obedient to him, likewise, Hazrat Imam accepts our bayat and he gives us the promise that he will hold our hand in this world and in the hereafter. Tejina Swami Mune Paas Tera Vajo Ji. Tejina, Tejin means Roze Qayamat, the day of judgment. Tejina Swami Mune Paas Tera Vajo Ji. Kadi le jo maro haath, daasi chun teri. I'm your murid, I'm your slave. You are my master. It is my prayer that on the day of judgment, please hold my hand. This is intercession, and this is the promise of Hazrat Imam. You must have heard my voices. Many times I have given an instance of Mombasa, how amongst all the Muslims, Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah said that for the Ismailis, I'm responsible on the day of judgment. After this bayat, after this promise from Hazrat Imam the conquered, then Mukhi gives the chanto or Hazrat Imam gives the chanto. Those people who remember the first bayat of Hazrat Imam in 1957, he was giving chanto to every individual. But now it is difficult. The names will be placed and Hazrat Imam will accept the bayat, the kangvo, and the intercession promise, which is kangan and chanto. Mominin, I explain to you and expressively I tell you clearly Bayat is not only once in life. You can repeat it every year when Hazrat Imam comes. In olden days, Maulana Sultan Ahmad Shah used to come to India every year. From 1897 to 1946, he used to come practically every year. And every year people flocked all over India and even from the adjacent territories like Iran, Afghanistan, Badakhshan, they used to come and make bayat. And Sultan Ahmad Shah was accepting. It is also in his farma. Bayat can be revived. It can be offered any time you like. So make bayat. All those children who were born after 1978, Hazrat Imam Padramni, I will request rather, will tell you that let these children revise their bayat. Karo Kankan Chanda. And even elderly people, don't be surprised. I have also registered my name in Bayat Kankan and Chanda at this age too. Because it is my privilege that I revive my promise and get promise from him and also Chanto. He accepts it, that's all. So it is not only for once in the life, but as many as time you can revive. Then comes to the Mahadin Chanto. Mahadin Chanto, it is definitely not only once in the life. The announcement that we have made is because Hazrat Imam has sent this message here that those people who have already taken Mahadin Chanto, they should not be accepted for the renewal this time. It's not the criteria, it's not the principle, but certainly after 50 or any age after that, man can take Mahadin Chanto any time when Hazrat Imam comes, provided Hazrat Imam has got the ample time for that. This time he is very busy and he cannot spend much more time because we are too many people here. So that is the reason. Otherwise, Mahadin Chanto also can be revived. But this time, all those people who have taken Mahadin Chanto once in their life, they should not register their name. Some say, I don't remember whether I have taken or not. So they can also not be registered because they are not sure whether they have taken or not. We want a convicted person that I have never taken, so he should be registered. What is Mahadin Chanto? Mahadin means the great day, and that is the day of judgment. That is the day of our death, because it is the death time, a little bit earlier than we actually die, and afterward, our account starts. Normally, physical death is, or what we say, biological death, doctors say, heart stops, eyes become stone, and there is no life in the brain. He is dead. Doctor gives the certificate. But from spiritual point of view, the jeev is still there. 9 out of 10 times, the gene is still there even after heart is failed. Heart stops. He's dead. But spiritually he's not dead. So long, the cells of the body are not started degenerating. Life is there inside. And that is the time when account takes place. Because that accounting has nothing to do with the running of the blood in the arteries. It has nothing to do with the lungs breathing or not breathing. That's a spiritual matter. So long the cells of our body are alive and have not started degenerating. Because so long the life is there, no cell will degenerate. So it may take few minutes. It may take few hours, it may take few days. Sometimes the accounting even continues in the grave. I remember many years ago, about 40 or 42 years ago in Dar es Salaam, If anyone, Dar es Salaam, old man is there, he might be remembering. There is a widow house next to our Darkhana Jamaat Khana in Dar es Salaam. A dosi old woman died about 90 years of age. She died. And she was taken to the graveyard. And she was just put in the grave. Two young persons who was arranging everything. One man shouted, "Mukhi sir, Ajit piche, she's alive." Her hand trembled, then a foot trembled. And when the coffin was taken over, she said, "Ankidanya," in the grave. She was taken out and she lived another 6 months. We cannot tell a person whether it is dead or not. So accounts start a little bit earlier than the actual death, not the biological death. So that is a great day. That is the Qiyamah for us. Not that the whole complete world will perish one day. So have we to stay about 425,000 years, which is the still this world will stay. 425,000 years are still living this earth, and all life will be on this earth. We have to give our account at the time of death. Mouth is Qiyamah. So Ya Mawla, on that day, at the time of my death, you be with me, hold my hand, forgive me, and give me your energy and your strength. This is Mahabindu Chanto that Mawlana Hazrat Imam gives to a person, and then he gives him some kind of words, bakshish, which is only between Mawla Bapa and the person. And after that, the person who has taken Chanto, until he dies, Momino, that person must not jani joine, knowingly, intentionally, do anything which is contrary to the principle of our faith. No sin must be committed, and he must live a very pious and pure life, spiritual life. It's a promise, and that is Mahabindu Chanto. We take Mahabindu Chanto, and again we start backbiting and ninda and hasad and all sorts of things that our religion forbids us. So then what is the use of taking this Mahabindu Chanto? Otherwise, when we die, Mukhi Sahib gives us the Mahabindu Chanto. Sometime come Arya Sapka. And that Mahabindu Chanto, which is given by Mukhi or Kamariya, at the time of death, earlier or after death, to Mayat we give Chanto. This is Mahabindu Chanto on behalf of Hazar Imam. If we do not take any Chanto from Hazar Imam, we are going to have one Mahabindu Chanto at the time of our death. But it's a privilege when Mawlana Hazar Imam comes physically in the city or town, we go to him and take Mahabindu Chanto and promise that Mawla, forgive my sins, and from today I will be more diligent, sincere, and try to be sinless. That is Mahabindu Chanto. So, Momano, these are the things that we must understand. Now about Khoro. Khoro means going to Mawla Bapa and begging him to pray for us, give blessings so that I may get a child. A woman who has never conceived, a woman who is childless and she wants to get a child, she should go to Mawla Hazrat Imam. It is our pratha, our tradition. Even Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah's mother, many years of her marriage was childless, and she wanted to have a child. Hazrat Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah's mother, wife of Agha Ali Shah, so she asked one of her servants, a khoji bhai, "Would you take me to Imam for Khoro Bharanam?" So she was very much surprised. "Mata Salamat, you will go there? Why not? He is the Imam." Her father-in-law, Hasan Ali Shah Mahabab, was Imam at that time. So Mata Salamat, she donned a khoji dress and brings the cello very much down, covered her head, and with the company of a Khoji Bhai, she came to Kandi Mola Jamat Khana of Bombay. Maulana Asnali Shah was Imam. Maulana Ali Shah, her husband was Ali Shah. She was peer at that time. And there, in the line that all those ladies which were going for Khoro Bharano, she also came. There was Haji Kamariya next to Hazrat Imam. And that Khoji Bhai told Haji Kamariya, Kamariya Bapa, Maula ke araj karo. He munji sethani hai, inke bachcho nahi. Kamariya sahab, please pray to Maula Bapa that she is my boss and she is wanting a child. Maula Nasnali Shamabab gave an apple to her and blessed her. And then Maulana Sultan, Maulana Hasnali Shamabab said, Inshallah, you will get a beautiful son. You will get a son. But you must go to Jamaat Khana every day. She was an Ismaili, not an Ismaili. But still he told her, go to Jamaat Khana, as with your pachheri, the cloth that you cover your head, with that pachheri, clean Jamaat Khana and then wear it. Inshallah, with the barakat of the dust of Jamaat Khana and my blessing, you will get a son. And she got a son, Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah, after 10 months. So this is the martaba of Jamaat Khana, and this is the blessings of Khoro. Any woman who has no child, she may go have Khoro. And also, it is our pratha, our tradition, that when she conceives first child, first, also, they go to Maula Bapa or Mukhi Sahib for Khoro Bharano. But this time, only this time, it is not allowed that anyone who has already one or two children, and either she is conceived, pregnant, so she cannot go for Khoro Bharano this time, because Hazar Imam has got hardly 2 days for us. But otherwise it is our tradition that at the time of first pregnancy, she can go to Mukhi Sahib and get Khoro Bharano. Or if Hazar Imam is in town, this privilege and chance can also be attained and achieved. But those people who have already children, they cannot do it. Another thing is, and that is child bakshamani. It is a good tradition for thousands of years. We have the evidence that right from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, 5,000 more than that years ago, it is the tradition that first child, male child, not a daughter, but first son, should be given as a sacrifice to the Imam of the time. So we give this arpan submission, first male child, we give to Hazrat Imam. So when Hazrat Imam comes, we tell him that please you accept it and please give me back. Normally Hazrat Imam does not give back. He says the child remains mine, but I'm giving you back to look after him. He is my child. So be more careful. Look after his health, his education, and his spiritual side. So child bakshamani is also a normal procedure and normal tradition, which is very old tradition. But child bakshamani, sometimes there are complications in the pregnancy. So the father or the mother, they say, they take a vow, Ya Maula Bapa, to delivery say salamati jirak, hi bachom toke dai dinati. So in that case also, you can take it back and this is child bakshamani. But child bakshamani should be very careful. You cannot just give any child. You must have the vow before his birth. And it must be a male that you give to Maulana Hazrat Imam. I cannot speak more because it requires more elaboration, maybe inshallah next time. But before concluding here, I want to tell my brothers and sisters how to behave in the huzur of Hazrat Imam. Qazi Noman has written a book, The Code of Conduct in the presence of Hazrat Imam. I will tell you in a very brief manner. And if you have any question, you can ask me. Then you go to Maulana Hazrat Imam. This time only Mehmani people, and those people who will be getting canto of Mahadev, and maybe the bold people who go to Maulana Hazrat Imam. But individually will be Mehmani people and Chato people. Then you go to Hazrat Imam. I draw your attention and I press and emphatically I tell you, do not wear any black cloth. You know, black is the color of our enemies. Read our history. It is also in a hadith. Rasulullah has very clearly mentioned that those who are enemy of Ahle Bayt, they will wear black cloth. Maulana Hazrat Imam came to Dar es Salaam after 57. He had third visit 1958. And at that time, there was one Mukhi, I do not give his name. He had cream color suit, very nice Mormon fellow, Mukhi Sahib, Darkhana Mukhi of Dar es Salaam. Maroon tie, I still remember that man. But his socks were of black color, only socks. Maulana Hazrat Imam came up on the Jamaat Khana, and during the walk, Mukhi was behind. Hazrat Imam turned and told Mukhi, you are wearing black socks in the presence of your Imam. He immediately removed his socks and gave to one volunteer. And he walked barefoot, but he removed his socks. Hazrat Imam, he did not tolerate even black socks. When you go to Hazrat Imam, do not wear black cloth of any kind. Secondly, do not speak until Hazrat Imam stops. Let him speak first. He will give you blessings. And if you want to speak anything, do not start speaking. I want to ask something. Get his permission first. Because he's not a man. He's our Malik. If he allows you, then you speak. Otherwise he may tell you, you just give me in writing. Okay, give in writing. And normally it is allowed. You have any long arash, write an arijo, an application, and put in the cover, seal it, and then when you go to Hazrat Imam, he will see a cover, he himself take this cover and give to Mukhi or to whomever he pleases. But you must not tell anything to Maulana Hazrat Imam. Let him give you blessings. If he asks anything, give him a reply. He might ask you how many children you have, what are you doing, how is your health, how is your life, something like that. Then reply exactly what it is. No hanky-panky, no lies. But if you want to make an arijo, write it, put in cover, seal it, take it with you. Third thing I want to tell you, many people that smoke, nicotine is such a thing, even if you rub with Dettol and other things, still it stinks. Well, this time I cannot tell you what to do with smoking, but it is my request that at least 3 or 4 hours before going to Hazrat Imam, stop smoking. If you can stop right from the night, it is good. Don't smoke. One day, take a pinch. Because I cannot tell you many things. I have got so much experience from Maulana Hazrat Imam. He dislikes. So take care of it. Second, or fourth, or fifth, do not have chewing gum or pan in your mouth. Brush nicely, and you must not breathe offensively. And do not just go very much near to Maulana Hazrat Imam unless he drags you to near him. Remain a little bit distant. So Maulana Hazrat Imam has some trouble with his vertebra, and he has continually back trouble. Do not make Maulana Hazrat Imam to bend down for your sake. So you bend, but not too much. Hold the mehmani in your hands and he will bless you. Sometimes he kiss his hand and press your shoulder to come little bit down. If he presses it, you still go down. Because if you are very tall, he has some discomfort. If you are bending too much down, still he has the discomfort. And for this reason, Maulana Hazrat Imam doesn't like anyone going down to his feet. So do not go up to his feet. Because he has to lift you up. And this gives him a lot of inconvenience and pain. Another thing, take bath. Normally we do take bath, but that day particularly, be more careful about taking bath. Absolutely clean new clothes, and please, please, do not perfume yourself with alcoholic perfume. Hazrat Imam is Imam. And alcohol in Islam is not allowed, it's forbidden. So do not have any essence, any scent, any perfume which has the base of alcohol. Use the attar, oil-based perfume, which is very much available. And these are the things, inshallah, some other things. If time permits, I may come again next week and give you something more. Mawla bless you. دین دنیا کی نعمتوں دیے, بدیوں برائیوں گناہوں سے بچاوے, آفت و بلاؤں مشکلیں بیماریوں دفع دور کرے, نیک مرادوں پوریوں کرے. مولانا حضرت امام اج متھے اج آل اولاد متھے ہمیشہ راضی تھیے, فرمان بردار مومن بناوے, دسوندی سکریتی بناوے, دھرم کرم نیم میں پورو رکھے, بھول چک معاف کرے, گناہ بخشی دیے, અને આજે મળે જે નેક ઉમેદો પૂર્યો કરે, સુખી આબાદ રહો. મોલા દીન મેં દુનિયા ને આકે નિયામતો દીએ, બરકતો દીએ, ખુશિયાં દીએ, આજે મથે રાજી થઈએ.
આમીન.